Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a great start today. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today, I'm in the office bright and early because I'm off to the Crypto Investment and ICO Summit, where I'll be hosting the panel, or not just the panel, but I'll be hosting the dates today and speaking with some of the best minds in the space, not just from Australia, but from abroad as well. I'm actually really excited about being a part of this amazing event and meeting all the people that I'm going to meet, listening to their perspectives. It's going to be a truly eye-opening and wonderful day. With regards to the markets, let's have a look through it and just have a bit of a think about some of the things that are going on at the moment, because I know that there's still, and look, the market did throw a tantrum, but let's not sugarcoat this. Bitcoin especially did throw a almighty tantrum. We're sitting about $1,000 down from, I don't know, where we were sort of punching along within that current most recent small period of bullishness. It certainly did... Well, it just fell very hard. And the reasons behind that, look, I'm not going to go into the reasons because I don't know what those reasons are. And they're always speculative reasons. Now, I'm a speculative guy. I'm a trader, so therefore I'm speculating on the price movements at one direction or the other. So I totally understand that. What I don't understand is listening into all the other bits and pieces. You know, the people that are looking for reasons for things to happen. Look, it doesn't actually matter. Who cares? We're traders. We're here to trade direction. Now, although there was no reason for me to be short at 7,400 and, you know, take a quick $1,000 move over 2 days, I wish there was, but there was not. We need to adapt and respond to that. Now, I can tell you right now that on that day, it was the night before yesterday, that market falling, I got stopped out of a trade on Bitcoin. Now, I had a position on, I had full 1% risk for me. I was looking to sort of build into a bigger long-term position. That was my objective. That was my goal. Of course, I was happy to carry that risk and not scale out like I normally do, because I was actually after a bit of a decent move and things were sort of ticking along quite nicely. Now, I'm pretty comfortable with that. The reason I'm comfortable with that is because when crypto, or when Bitcoin in particular, moves, it really, really moves. And, you know, by getting a trade like that and letting it run, often we can, you know, do fairly phenomenal types of numbers. Very, very large amounts of money can be made on a move like that. I mean, at the end of the day, that's why I am in crypto, because of those astronomical gains that can be had. Now, they can be had in both directions. It just so happens that we've had a lot of opportunities to short this year. Now, the moves down are typically very fast as well. I mean, if you consider the fact that, you know, we were at $5,000 back in on the 12th of November, or thereabouts, just above, and by the, you know, one whole month later, we were at 20,000, and then fast forward another month, or month and a half, let's say, and we were back down at 5,000, or sorry, 6,000. So, you know, this market is obviously a very volatile one. That's why I love it. It's fantastic. Now, what's causing these movements to be so wild? Like, you know, the selling was grinding away, chip, 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 and then the buying was just grinding away, chipping away, and then the selling comes in such a huge wallop. What causes that? That I don't know. Manipulation? Of course there'll be manipulation. There's manipulation in every single market. Every single market. It's just that right now it's not called illegal. And the market, because it's so small right now, it is much easier to manipulate that market. If we consider something like foreign exchange, which has a daily turnover of about $4 to $5 trillion, that's how much changes, you know, that's how much is traded daily. If we consider that that would be the largest market in the world, very difficult to manipulate that. Very, very difficult. Whereas with Bitcoin in particular, we're looking at, I don't know, what is it, 130 or 120 billion now in Bitcoin? So, you know, it's, actually I haven't checked quite coin market cap for that for a while. But yeah, you can tell that because it's a much smaller market, it is much easier to be manipulated. So don't worry about it. It is what it is. When you've got a market that's as volatile as this, when you're into an emerging market like this that is very new, these are the types of things you've got to put up with. Now, you've got two choices. You can go home, you can have a whinge, you can complain about it, you can get vocal on your Facebook groups, you can do all this, but that's going to help you absolutely nil. It's not going to benefit you, it's not going to help you, it's not going to make you money, it's just going to hinder your progress. Or you can work out how to deal with that and trade around that. Now, like I said, you know, I didn't get a trade short on Bitcoin or any of those tokens for that matter. There was a wonderful opportunity that many of my members got on Ethereum against Bitcoin. I didn't get that because it was a Tuesday morning when I had both my kids at 6 o'clock in the morning. No chance. It was about 8 o'clock in the morning, I think, when it triggered. No chance for me. But there are opportunities out there and people are doing very, very well. So the reasons why, not important. The question you've got to ask yourself is, are you positioned to be able to take advantage of these moves, whether they go up or whether they go down? Food for thought, guys. Have a great weekend. I've got to get off to this event. I hope it is a cracker. I'm sure it will be. And if you are attending the event, come up and say hello. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.